Holding Rabbeinu Yonah Perek Gimel Pasuk Chaf Vav in Mishlei, where he's discussing the Inyanim B'Tochein at length. The Chayva for B'Tochein is one of the Iker Chayvas of a person. I saw Chaim Friedlander, which a bunch of things that I'm going to say, he actually discusses this Rabbeinu Yonah at length in Mid the Son of Avodas Hashem. But he says in his Akdama, he says that Boch Habakkuk v'midan alachas v'tzadik v'midan osayichya. And the Maitza Habakkuk, the Gemara at the end of Makkah says that Habakkuk came and he was maimed the entire Torah al yaday, able to be mekayim it through one mitzvah. The one mitzvah ikrius is the Indian of tzadik emunah osayichya, emunah. The Marsha says, he says the word is that a person, we know that Ramachi Varmas keneged the Ramach mitzvahs. Mitzvah essay. Shasag Yidim is connected to Shasag Mitzvah Lois essay. He says, what's connected to Leiv? Which mitzvah is connected to Leiv? So he says, the mitzvah of Emunah is connected to Leiv, says the Marsha on that Gemara. He says, that's Be'etzim what Habakkuk did. He says, take the Leiv of all the mitzvahs, the Leiv of the person, which is the Leiv of all the mitzvahs, which is Emunah, and through that you'll be able to Mekayim, if you focus on that, then you'll be able to Mekayim all the mitzvahs. Chaskulev and Shlim would say that that's the Ikra Avodo of a Yid. His work is on his emuno. I mean, the Chazanish says in Emunah B'Tochen, he says that Emunah B'Tochen are really, really the same. Just one is in the theory, one is in the practice. Emunah is in the Viadato, and the B'Tochen is in the V'Hashivayis Al Vavecho, living al pi that which you already know. Maybe that's why V'Hashivayis Al Vavecho. That's the Leiv of the Adam. To live al pi the emuno, that's B'Tochen. When a person really imbibes it and inculcates it and integrates it into his life, then he lives with B'tochen, he lives a different life. It's not just that he knows. We know there's Rebbeinu Shlom, we know everything is supposed to be good, we know it's the Hemanti Ki Adaber. The more a person speaks about it, the more a person discusses it, the more a person works in it, the more he has a Shaychas Tinyani B'tochen. So just in the middle here, Inyan B'tochen Asher Zocharnu, he said it before this, maybe we'll just recap what he said beforehand. He says that a person has to know, Inyan HaBitochen is that a person sheyeda im levovoi. It's yeda im levovoi. It's not just enough to have the idea. To really live it, to really become part of you. I was giving a mashal to somebody today. What's the difference between yodata yom v'shevoi tzol vavecho? Is Chazal say, the Gemara in Yuma, well known Gemara, Beis HaMikdash v'pnei ba'at nechrav, because it was Sinus Chinum. The Lamed, Shesinus Chinum, is Shoko Keneged, Shlesh Avirus Chomuris. Which the Chovetz Chaim says in the Akdomot of Hasefer Chovetz Chaim, Sinus Chinum is Lashon Hara, or Lashon Hara is Sinus Chinum. But now, do we know any people that are Reitzchim, Avdei Avodah Zarah? Not the standard person. Do we ever hear somebody possibly speak Lashon Hara? I think most of us probably Kulam Bavak Lashonor. Chazal say, right? Kulam Bavak Lashonor. Lashonor is also, unfortunately, it's something that the Chofetz Chaim says is we've been fighting for the last 2,000 years. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? We all know the Gemara that says Milamed that Sinas Chinim is Kenege Gilurai Shvichas Dama Vayin Zara. No one will go near Gilurai Shvichas Dama Vayin Zara. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat that people are even or speak Lashonor, and when it comes to Gilurai Shvichas Dama Vayin Zara, they want to touch with a 10-foot pole? What's the word? We don't know that it's true. Chazal say we all mean tzatet that which Chazal say in Yuma. There's the Yadata Yom and there's the Vayishav Levecho. The Yadata Yom is, yeah, we know it. Hashavayishav Levecho means, do we really feel it? And the person that really feels it integrates in this heart, then he runs away from Lashon Hara like he would run away from Gidvan Shavayishav Levecho and Vayishav. And Itaki, you wouldn't be able to get anything out of him. You won't be able to get anything out of him. But there's the Yadir and then there's the actual living. So the Emunah is the theory, but the B'tochen is the living with the knowledge sheyeda im levavoy, that in his heart he feels it. Ki hakol bidei shamayim, everything is bidei shamayim. V'yodeh l'shanes hatevoyim u'lahachlaf hamazal, anything could be changed. Any metzias could be changed. The fact that says Chazal say that Ovis were akaris and the Emois and Hakadosh Baruch Hu changed the metzias for them. I did the tefillas. Hakadosh Baruch Hu called Yachol. That's I remember Rebbe Yitzchak Mizrachi was speaking. He quoted Rebbeinu Bechaya. It's in the Varm, I think. And his mama says this exact question: "Benigeta Tefila, So the Ayidi Tvila, there was a younger man that unfortunately was in a coma many years ago, and I think he still lives, Rachman Latlan. And he was giving a shmuz about it, and he was saying that you have to realize that because the problem would change the Matthias. Ayidi Tvila could change a mazel, could change a Matthias, could change a. Because there's a kol yachol. There's nothing that's ve'ein l'Hashem matzar l'shia b'rav u'mat. And there's no Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have anything that's hindering him. That's impediment. There's no impediment that prevents him from winning a war with a few people, as if with a lot of people. Like the Pesukim say throughout Shaftim that they wanted to fight wars, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu told them, no, it's too many people going out to war. It's too many people going out to war. Make it less. Make it less. Make it less. How many people? At the end of the day, they had 300 people going out. Different Pesukim. Right, when they went against Midian, they had 1,000 people fighting. 1,000 fighting hundreds of thousands of people. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu Matzor B'Rav B'Mat. That's the Nes of Chanukah. V'gam Kitzar, and we see it all the time here. We see the Arabs around us, and how many rockets were shot in 3 days at the beginning of Ben Hazmanim, right before Ben Hazmanim this year? Over 1,100 rockets were shot. 1,100 rockets. How many rockets were shot back? Much less than 1,100 rockets. 3 days, they set 1,100 rockets. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu, ain l'shem atzer l'ishia b'rav u'mat. V'gam ki tzara krevi, Yeshua se love krevo. And even if it looks like the tzara is krevo, the Yeshua of Kadosh Baruch Hu is also krevo. Ki chol yochol v'lo yivotzer mizimo. Kadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to do anything. And the people that are in the worst, most dire situations, and they thought that there's no way to get themselves out of it, and Kadosh Baruch Hu got them out of it. And I think that a lot of people have felt this themselves, even if it wasn't life and death. They didn't see how they'd be able to get out of a sticky situation, whether it's with another person, whether it's with a financial issue, whether it's a health issue, whether and something happened that's totally out of seemed to come out of nowhere. Kadosh Baruch Hu has the ability le'yibotzer mezimo. V'nemer su shamayim einechem v'bitu la'aretz mitachas. V'yivtach v'shem yizbaruch b'chol yitzar v'chashicho. V'yitechen Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Yehida be'emes, that's the Iker B'tochen is, like, sounds very much like the Chazon Ish. The Iker B'tochen is, Ki Rav Lo Yishim Mikol Tzar V'Yishua Sekeri Fayin. That Kodesh Baruch Hu has the ability, is it for sure going to be good? We never know if it's for sure going to be good. It is going to be good. We just don't know always what good is. But what we want to be good, Lav Dafka, is going to happen. But we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu has the ability to get us out. It's 50-50. There's no situation that's not 50-50. That Kilu, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, it could happen this way or that way. It looks like it's 99.8. It doesn't make a difference. Every situation has the same recholis for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get us out of, no matter how dire the situation looks to the individual. V'yivtach v'Hashem Yizbaruch b'chol yitzar v'chashir v'yeid v'emes ki rav l'yishia mikol tzar v'yishua sekerafayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rav l'yishia, and it can happen in an instant. V'al ki nikavi l'yishua sei gam im acherav munach al tzavar olam ki nin shenemer hikdalenu lo yachel. Even if a person's the sword is at a person's throat and the noose is tightening around him. There's no situation that's there's nothing which is out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability. There's another aspect, Rabbeinu Yehuda says, of Bitochen, which is not really Bitochen per se. It's atzula. Atzula is like a sniff. It's an added on. It's something which comes out of bitochin, and that's the hope that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us. That it's going to come out. For example, if a person realizes that the noose is tightening around his neck, Rachman Atzlan, he doesn't know what's better for him, that it should or shouldn't. Now he's being boiteh. He's being mekave. He's hoping. He's desiring. He's yearning from a Kadosh Baruch Hu that it shouldn't tighten. Now what's best for him, he doesn't know. That hope is bitochin. What is that? There's the yediyah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could prevent the noose from happening. It could be that they'll tighten the noose and fakirat, it's just going to rip and nothing's going to happen. Which has happened also. We've heard stories of that as well. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way to get us out of it. But the hope and the hoping from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you'll get me out of the situation, not just the yediyah that he could, but that hope that he's going to, what is that? He says that's also a chelek of bitochen. That's something which is atzulim in a bitochen. He said it earlier. He says, "Vagama teicheles nikve bitochen, lefishu atzula mimenu." This teicheles, this desire, this hope, the yearning that Hakadosh Baruch Hu should get you out of it, is also a chelik of bitochen. And fakert, it could very well be that that's the chelik of bitochen which will get him out of the situation. says, the very fact that a person is Boitech in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he never knows whether or not HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get him out of the situation. But a good way to get himself out of the situation is when he's Boitech in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because somebody who's Boitech in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazidus HaVevenu. You can't say for sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get me out of it. But if I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could get me out of it, that in itself is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get you out of it. Because you're Boitech in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'itoicheles atzulim le'tochen shezacharnu, v'nemer boi bitchu boi b'choleis. It says Boitech in HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. Pirish b'choleis, gambesh atzara korevi v'le'yid adam derech le'natzumenu. B'choleis means at all situations. No matter, he's got to pay today, the Mishkan is coming out, he doesn't have a way to do it. I know somebody that was buying an apartment over the course of the summer, and he needed just for the final payment, he needed I don't know, what it was, $60,000, I think it was. And he didn't have where to get it from. So now, what are we supposed to do? The day is coming up, and I don't have the money. What are we supposed to do in such a situation? What are the chances that I can get $60,000? What are the chances? Bamas, what are the chances? Where is the money going to drop from? Who's the my rich uncle? Is they all of a sudden going to knock on the door and tell me that, oh, by the way, I heard that you're buying an apartment and here's $6,000? What is it? How is it going to happen? Is it practical? Is it practical that it's going to happen? Maybe he shouldn't have gotten in a situation in the first place if he didn't know he's going to be able to do it. That's all the questions. But now he's in the situation. He's in the situation. That's what he's saying. That there's a fascinating story. I'm not going to speak about it this time. About $60,000 that somebody got mamish a la something that was already from 15, 20 years earlier, and it only came now at the time that he needed it. It just happened now, recently. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has infinite amounts of ways. Don't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu how to do it. Just tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu what you want and be boteach. Boteach that he could and be mekava that he will. Can you live your life like that? I'm not getting into whether or not you should get into that. At this point, I'm not getting into your life whether you should take on a mishkanta, though you don't have a way to pay. We discussed that in the past. We'll say the story for those that didn't hear it. Somebody went to the stipler and he asked him, can I buy a house if I have no way to pay my mishkanta? I'll be boitech in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the stipler said, I can't answer that question for you because I don't know who you are. What does that mean, Batsim? That depending on a kol afiyani, like the first Sha'aretzion says in Echol Shabbos, and he gets him to take on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, levu alive and he parea. What could he do? Levu arai. You go to Osharad and you buy 30,000 shekel worth of stuff for Shabbos. He goes, yeah, theoretically you could. Hakol afiyanin, says the Sha'aretzion. Given tzach, it depends on what your level is. So now, can I do, says the stipler, I can't answer that question for you. I don't know what your level is. Theoretically, can a person do it? Theoretically. But you have to be one of those people willing to the Briskerov type that somebody came to pay him for his kerel, Briskerov had a kerel, and somebody came to support his kerel, and he says, I'm going to give you the money now for the next 12 months. And Briskerov says, what, you're trying to take away my bitachon from me? I'm not taking it. And he wouldn't take the money. Every month, he would be taking a Kadosh Baruch Hu and give it to him. That's ironclad bitachon. Who could say that he has bitachon like that, the Briskerov? We're working on it. We're working slowly but surely. We're working. Viffle McCann. But can a person do it? Supposedly the story goes that the guy bought the apartment, and he regretted it afterwards. He regretted it. He didn't have the echelus to do it. To be amen. So a person can't fool himself where he's holding b'negiyas b'tochen. You have to know where you are holding l'maisa. We're working on it. And Mr. Shem will continue.